Contrasting weather conditions will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the weekend and into early next week as we move from what seems like a late summer, early autumn weather into winter type weather. We'll expect this transition to occur mostly as we go from Sunday into Tuesday of next week. Now, there will be some very warm conditions and windy weather likely developing as we move forward into the weekend. And the change coming up will likely be a little bit more notable because of the fact that we'll be so warm initially and then so cool afterwards. We expect to see the highest temperatures occur here this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon, when we'll likely see temperatures getting up into the 60s and 70s across a fairly large portion of the region. A couple of extreme highs, perhaps around 80 degrees, would not be out of the realm of possibility for a couple spots in Kansas or Missouri, and we'll likely see the heat work its way more limited to the eastern portions of the region on Sunday, but by then we'll start seeing cloudiness increase and probably have a little less heat around relative to Saturday afternoon's temperatures. At the same time, though, that we're so warm in the eastern Midwest on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be looking at some very cold conditions occurring in the northwestern parts of the country, specifically in the northern plains. It looks like temperatures Sunday afternoon will be limited to the teens and 20s across Montana and portions of the Dakotas. That's because of a raging blizzard that's likely to occur here as we move from tonight into Saturday night. During that period of time, it will probably be 3 to 9 and perhaps as much as 12 to 15 inches of snow accumulating across portions of North Dakota and Montana. Now, that storm system will never work its way into the heart of the Midwest, but we will find ourselves looking at a good solid cold front moving across the region late in the weekend and early next week. That frontal boundary will likely set off quite a temperature change, and some showers and thunderstorms will result. The line of storms will become locally intense. We might even see some severe thunderstorms possible along this line, and the precipitation will begin debuting in the western Corn Belt as early as Saturday afternoon, but it probably will not form a solid line of thunderstorms until we get into the night Saturday night, and more likely during the day on Sunday. The storms will then march from the region from Missouri to Wisconsin eastward, and will likely get all the way into Ohio and parts of Kentucky by the time we get to Monday afternoon. Rainfall along the frontal boundary will vary quite a bit. A few of the stronger thunderstorms could produce more than an inch of rain, and we will see a few locations out there maybe ending up with some 1 to 2 inch amounts, but I think for the most part we'll look at a quarter to three quarters of an inch and some local totals getting up to about an inch and a third. This frontal system will set back late season fieldwork, obviously, but before we get involved with it, it will be a fairly good environment for late season farming activity. Most of the Midwest will likely experience dry conditions here over these next couple of days. Even though the winds will be increasing out of the south, some field progress will likely be able to advance. We do think there'll be a few showers in the northernmost parts of the region, perhaps as we go into the night tonight and tomorrow. This will be mostly up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe a part of northern Michigan, and then in a few locations out in Iowa and Nebraska during the day on Saturday. Well, once this bigger storm system is out of the way, temperatures will be quite a bit colder behind it. We'll look for afternoon temperatures across the Midwest dropping back into the 40s and some 30s on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Some 50-degree readings will occur in the southernmost parts of the region. Normal temperatures for this time of the year, by the way, are supposed to be in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, and lows at night will likely or should be in the 20s and 30s. Our low temperatures here early next week may be a little bit colder than that. We may see a few locations dropping down to the single digits and teens in the northwestern part of the Midwest, but all other areas will not see temperatures colder than 20s or 30s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.